With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Israel is accusing Hamas of violating the new ceasefire agreement just established by President Trump. Israeli officials say Hamas attacked some of their soldiers this morning, prompting an Israeli airstrike in southern Gaza. Mr. Trump warned Hamas if it violates the ceasefire, quote, it will be taken care of. President Trump going after Venezuela with both military and intelligence assets. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has that story.
Since early September, the U.S. military has carried out a series of deadly strikes against alleged drug smuggling boats in the Caribbean. Four of the five vessels originated from Venezuela. And this past week, President Trump made the unusual acknowledgement that he authorized the CIA to carry out covert action in Venezuela. The aggressive actions are seen as a sharp escalation in U.S. efforts to pressure President Nicolas Maduro's government. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Committee to Unleash Prosperity says America's dependency on China for critical minerals is a big problem. Economist Steve Moore says they're right.
The country in the world that has the most critical minerals is the United States. We are so endowed with mineral resources in this country, in the mountains of the Montana, the Dakotas, Colorado, Utah. We have more of these minerals than any other country, but because of stupid decisions that go back to the Clinton administration, we have stopped mining in this country.
He made his comments on the Salem Radio Network. The U.S. has 15 critical minerals that are 100% imported now. Afghanistan and Pakistan say they'll respect a ceasefire mediated by Qatar and Turkey. It went into effect this morning. Violence has escalated between the neighbors since earlier this month, both accusing the other. This is SRN News. Religious freedom advocates are unhappy that the global community is accepting the Taliban regime in Afghanistan. International Christian Concern says, quote, as the Taliban deepens its control and international attention wanes, many Afghans, especially those from minority faiths, face an uncertain and perilous future. Sustained international pressure remains crucial to prevent Afghanistan from descending further into repression and isolation. The Taliban regime is making open war on the country's tiny Christian community. Officials in Iraq report that only about 70 Christian families have returned to the northeast city of Mosul since ISIS was driven out. Before the war, there were at least 50,000 believers in that city. ICC says, quote, believers in Iraq have faced many challenges during the past two decades, from war to religious extremism and systemic discrimination, which have all contributed to the sharp decline of Christians in the region. This is SRN News. Christmas season is around the corner, and in New York City, the Radio City Rockettes are getting ready.
This is the dance company's milestone centennial year, and they were showing off their high kicks at rehearsals. Rockettes performer Megyn Kelly is in her 11th year.
In the show, we have some classic numbers that audiences can expect to see. The Parade of the Wooden Soldiers, for example, which has been in the show since 1933. We also have some new technology. We have Sphere Immersive Sound, which will deliver crystal clear sound to every single audience member.
The show opens November 6th. Audio courtesy MSG Entertainment. Julie Walker, New York.
Today is Sunday, October the 19th. It's the 292nd day of 2025. On this date in history, 1781, British troops under Lord Cornwallis surrender at Yorktown, last major battle of the American Revolution. This is SRN News.